Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a missile that can roar through the sky at supersonic speed, not just for a fleeting few seconds, but for the entire length of its journey, closing in on a target before the enemy even knows it is there. That is exactly what India achieved on the morning of 3rd February 2026. When the Defense Research and Development Organization successfully demonstrated solid-fuel ducted ramjet propulsion at the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur, Odisha, joining an elite club of only four other nations that have mastered this technology. First, let us understand why this breakthrough matters by looking at the basics of propulsion. Conventional solid-fuel rocket motors carry both fuel and oxidizer inside the missile body. They are simple, reliable, and ignite once to burn out in 2 to 5 seconds. However, because the oxidizer has to be look-along, the missile's payload capacity and range are limited, and once the motor finishes its burn, the weapon coasts on kinetic energy, slowing rapidly under aerodynamic drag. In contrast, liquid-fuel turbojet or turbofan engines, such as those used in the BrahMos cruise missile, draw atmospheric oxygen for combustion, giving them a much better range-to-weight ratio. Yet they bring complexity, moving turbines, compressors, and elaborate fuel handling, and they typically cruise at subsonic speeds, with the notable exception of BrahMos, which uses a liquid ramjet after a solid fuel boost to reach Mach 3. Now, what is a ramjet? A ramjet has no turbines, no compressors, no moving parts. At speeds above roughly Mach 2, the kinetic energy of incoming air compresses it enough for combustion to occur simply by mixing fuel with this high-pressure air. Because the engine uses atmospheric oxygen, there is no need to carry an oxidizer, resulting in a dramatically higher specific impulse than solid rockets. The only drawback is that a ramjet cannot start from rest. It must first be accelerated to supersonic speed by a booster. This is where solid-fuel ducted ramjet, or SFDR, becomes the holy grail of beyond-visual range missiles. The SFDR concept merges the simplicity of solid fuel with the sustained thrust of a ducted ramjet. Solid fuel is easier to store, handle, and maintain on aircraft, especially in carrier or forward base environments, and it is inherently safer than liquid propellants. In the SFDR design, the solid propellant is housed within a specially shaped duct. As the missile flies at high speed, air flows through the intake, mixes with the solid fuel, and combustion proceeds continuously, providing thrust throughout the cruise phase. A separate nozzle solid booster first catapults the missile from zero velocity to Mach 2 or higher in just 2 to 3 seconds. Once that booster separates, the SFDR engine takes over, delivering sustained supersonic cruise. Why does this matter for a BVR missile? Because the ability to maintain supersonic speed all the way to the target dramatically reduces the opponent's reaction time, leaves less scope for electronic jamming, and limits evasive maneuvers. Speed, range, and maneuverability together make the SFDR the preferred choice for next-generation air-to-air weapons. Turning to the test itself, the launch took place at the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur, Odisha, at approximately 10:45 a.m. Indian Standard Time. A ground-based launcher simulated an aircraft launch. While the exact duration of sustained SFDR operation remains classified, typical tests run for between 60 and 120 seconds of continuous cruise. The test validated three critical subsystems. First, the nozzle's booster, which accelerates the missile to the required Mach 2 plus without a conventional rocket nozzle, thereby cutting drag and simplifying the design. Second, the solid-fuel ducted ramjet motor, which provides the main thrust for the cruise phase. Third, the fuel flow controller, a precision device that meters the solid fuel into the duct. Too little fuel would cause combustion failure, while too much could lead to overpressure and catastrophic rupture. Multiple DRDO laboratories contributed to this success. The Defense Research and Development Laboratory in Hyderabad led the overall missile design and integration. The High Energy Materials Research Laboratory in Pune supplied the solid fuel formulations for both the ducted ramjet and the nozzleless booster. The Research Center Imarat in Hyderabad handled guidance, control, and seeker technologies. And the integrated test range in Chandipur provided the launch infrastructure, range safety, and telemetry support. This test was the culmination of a series of incremental trials that began in 2019, each validating individual components before finally integrating the full system under realistic conditions. Now, let us place this achievement within the broader Astra missile family. The Astra Mk1, already in service, uses a conventional solid rocket motor and offers a range of 70 to 80 kilometers. The Mk2, still under development, extends that to roughly 100 to 160 kilometers with an improved solid rocket. The Mk3, powered by the newly proven SFDR engine, is envisioned to reach a range of 150 to 300 kilometers, thereby closing the gap with China's PL-15, a missile that also employs SFDR technology and is estimated to fly up to 300 kilometers. In modern air combat, the ability to engage an adversary from beyond visual range while staying outside the opponent's own missile envelope is a decisive advantage. India's current BVR capability, represented by the Astra Mk1, lags behind the Chinese PL-15 and the French-British Meteor, which powers the Rafale's BVR armament. While the Indian Air Force does operate imported Meteor missiles on its Rafales, the indigenous SFDR program ensures self-reliance and eliminates dependence on foreign supply chains during a crisis. Why is Chandipur such a pivotal test site? The integrated test range sits on the Bay of Bengal coast in Balasore district, Odisha. Established in 1989 and significantly upgraded after the 1998 Pokhranai tests, the range offers a safe corridor over open sea, allowing missiles to be tracked for more than 400 kilometers by a suite of radars, telemetry stations and optronic tracking systems. It has been the launchpad for almost every major Indian missile, from the early Prithvi and Agni series to the modern Astra, Nag and Akash systems. The strategic implications are clear. China's PL-15, mounted on its J-20 stealth fighters, provides a qualitative edge with an estimated range of 200 to 300 kilometers. Pakistan, meanwhile, fields the US origin AIM-120C and newer AIM-120D AMRAMs with ranges of about 100 to 120 kilometers, and its JF-17 Block 3 can also carry the PL-15. The Astra Mk3, with its SFDR propulsion, would give the Indian Air Force a comparable or superior reach, reshaping the balance of power in the region. From an Atmanirbhar Bharat perspective, mastering SFDR propulsion is a watershed moment for defense indigenization. Propulsion technology falls under Category 1 of the Missile Technology Control Regime, meaning that nations cannot simply purchase or license such engines, they must develop them domestically. This opens up export potential for future missile systems to friendly countries, aligning with India's defense export target of 35,000 crore rupees by FY2025-26, a goal that is still a ways off, given the current achievement of roughly 21,000 to 23,000 crore rupees in FY2025. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The successful SFDR demonstration took place on 3rd February 2026, around 10:45 a.m., at the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. The subsystems validated were the nozzleless booster, the solid fuel ducted ramjet motor, and the fuel flow controller. India becomes the fifth nation, after the United States, Russia, France, and China, to possess this technology. The Astra MK1 offers a range of 70 to 80 km, the MK2 aims for 100 to 160 km, and the MK3, powered by SFDR, targets 150 to 300 km. The PL-15 of China also claims a range of 200 to 300 km, while the French-British Meteor exceeds 150 km. The integrated test range can track missiles for more than 400 km over the Bay of Bengal. The DRDO labs involved are DRDL in Hyderabad, HEMRL in Pune, RCI in Hyderabad, and ITR in Chandipur. The Missile Technology Control Regime controls Category 1 technologies such as SFDR engines. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the acronym SFDR, the test date of 3rd February 2026, the test site at ITR Chandipur, and the five nations that have mastered this propulsion. For mains, you can discuss the strategic significance of closing the BVR gap with China, the role of indigenization in the defense sector, the implications of MTCT regimes on export potential, and how the SFDR success fits into the broader narrative of Atmanirbhar Bharat and India's aerial warfare capabilities. In sum, the February 2026 SFDR test not only propels India into an exclusive technological league but also reshapes the strategic calculus of South Asian air power, reinforces the nation's self-reliance drive, and offers a potent new tool for future generations of Indian pilots.